Chavdalar Amadveis. Omar Av Papa. Hilchus Anachri Shehevi Doran Yisrael B'yontith Im Yesh Mi Oso Hamin B'mechubar Oser Ula Erev Nomi Asurim B'chdei Shiyasa. The Loch is if a guy brought a Jew a present on Yontif. So if there are things that from that min that could have been Mechubar when Yontif came in, so it's possible that this thing came from Mechubar, in other words, the guy did a malacha on Yontif to bring it to the Jew, then it's Asur. And it's Asur even La'erev Nomi Asur and Bethesha Yasur. It's Asur even at night till the amount of time it would take to do the malacha. Then Ein may also Hamin Mechubar, Tochatchum Mutter. But if there's nothing, they couldn't have done a malacha. There's nothing that's mechuber from that thing on, when Yontif came in. So then it depends. If he brought it within the tchum, then he didn't do any malacha, and it's mutter immediately. And if he brought it mechutz l'tchum, then it's aser. Rashi. Im yesh me also amin b'mechuber asurin, mishum mukta. Va'afilu Reb Shimon, yesh mukta b'grogros u'tzimukim, something that was connected to the ground when Yontif came in is the worst kind of mukta. And even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a mukta, holds a mukta where you're makta b'yadayim, where you totally don't have it in your mind, like tzmukim and grogros, where you put them to make raisins or things that you need, dried fruit, where it becomes unedible and then dries out and becomes edible. In the state where it's unedible, it's totally mukta. Since you didn't gather them from Erev Yontif, you totally were mocked to them. It doesn't make a difference whether it belonged to a goy or it belonged to you, since you didn't have your mind on it, they're mocked. The reason that it's Asur ad Kadesh Yasu is that you shouldn't be Nehenna from Melechus Yontif. And if you let him use it immediately, then you're nehenda from the malacha that was done in Yontif, because if you would have waited till Motzei Yontif, it would take time to gather it, to take it off, to harvest it, and you're gaining that time. So you're nehenda mi malachas Yontif. The dekomar erav asurim bechdei shiasu, hola achar ke mutarim, afilu erav rishon nami, afogav delel Yontif sheni, humamtim bechdei shiasu, mutar mi manafshach. The Maisa Rashi holds also, because of his shita, is he shouldn't be Nehenna from Malechus Yontif, that it's mutter immediately the night of Yontif Sheni. And you don't have to wait till after Yontif completely. You wait till the night of Yontif Sheni. So why? Im halayla chol hu hari himtim b'chdei shiyasu. If it's chol, so you waited after Yontif till Azman of k'dei shiyasu, she shouldn't be Nehenna from Malechus Yontif, and it's mutter. Im kodeshu. But if the second day is Kodesh, Nimtza Shenilka Du B'chol, then it was gathered on Chol, which was Erev Yontif, not really Yontif, because the first day then wasn't Yontif. Kein da'ati note, v'yesh li rayus harbe me'ahu bartavya de'erevin, u'mibeya shenolda b'zeh shemuteres b'zeh. Rashi said, have a lot of rayas, that this is the case, that immediately, the night of the second day of Yontif, it's mutter. Right? Just like be'ya shenolda, on Yontif Rishon is mutter, on Yontif Sheni immediately, because Manav Shach, either it was laid on Chol, or it's now Chol. Amo ha'echad Chol hu, we Manav Shach mutter. V'lo zachiti lishol es pi Rabbi Yaakov v'dover zeh, ki hoyu noagim bo heter b'mekomeinu, v'hoya li dover poshet. I never asked my Rebbe, it was poshet to me, it was mutter. I never had a chance to ask my Rebbe about it. Because in our place, we were knowing that right away, anything that was brought by a goy the first day was mutter immediately the night of the second day. Ula'achar p'tirosol sh'rebi, shomatis Reb Yitzchok Halevi, shu osur ad leil motzei Yontif Sheni, v'chol anshei iro kamoso. Only after my Rebbe was nifter, Reb Yaakov was nifter, did I hear that Reb Yitzchok Halevi asered it till the second night, motzei Yontif, second night of the, after the second day of Yontif. And everybody held there in his city that was osur. The gam halachas gedolos osur came, same thing the halachas gedolos, the danti lefana, v'lohoi liadover. And we argued about it, and it didn't help. I didn't win. The chol taimu eino elamid enokat b'chdei shiyasu b'layla haru'uya la'asiyah komer. His whole raya was, b'chdei shiyasu means in a time that you could do this malacha, but you can't do it on Yontif Sheni. So it means the night after Yontif Sheni. ואני אומר צורך להמתין בכדי שיעשו משום שמה היום היה קודש ועלי לחול. And I hold that you have to, what's it called, wait, only because maybe, what's it called, that day was Kodesh, and this night is Chol. The Tatum at Loka Omer, La'erev Shosheni Asurim Bechdesh Yasu, just says La'erev Harishon Komer, it means the first night. V'tshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom Mor Agola Motzosi Kamosi, that he also holds. It's Mutter immediately the first night, in other words, the night Motzoi Yontif Rishon. Gam ato boy like Michto Migermai Shibola Shape Shom Adam God Zokam Yosh Vishivam in Roma, Ushmor of Clonimus, Boki Bukolashas, Bahora Kane, the Nechlek Alehim. And he also holds like me. Tosis holds like the other Shita. And the reason being that there's a Shiloh, what's it called? What the reason that you can't be Nehenna from it ad Kadesh Yasu. Rashi says the reason is that you shouldn't be Nehenna Mimalechas Yantan. So Lemela, what's it called? It's like Beyesh Anolda. But Tosis holds the reason is that we're afraid that if you let him be Nehenna from it, he'll tell a goy to do it. And therefore it's Osir even in on Yom Tov Sheni. Because we're afraid if we let you use this, you'll tell a goy to do the same thing on Yom Tov Sheni. So it's not Osir because you're Nehenna Milechus Yom Tov, it's Osir because we're afraid that if we let you use this thing that the goy brought, you'll tell a goy to do it. And if you gain by it, that you save time, then you'll tell him to do it even if you have to wait till Motzei Yontif. But if you have to wait the whole time, you didn't gain anything. Right? So the few nafkaminas between these two times. One is this shaila. Does he have to wait till Yontif Sheni? Or is it good enough, what's it called, the Yontif Rishon? Another nafkamina is if, what's it called, you have to wait the entire time it would take to do this malacha, even not the malacha part. In other words, what's it called? They pulled the things off the tree, and then they had to bring it to you, what's it called, not michutz l'tchum, but in the tchum, but from a faraway place. So, and it took a total of a half an hour, but it only took 10 minutes to take it off the tree. If the idea is you shouldn't be nehenna from aleches yontif, so then you have to wait 10 minutes. But if the idea is you shouldn't gain by telling the goy, right, then you have to wait the whole half hour. That's another nafkamina. And another nafkamina is if Yisrael did it b'shogeg. Yisrael's mechal yontif b'shogeg, can you be nehenna from that immediately after yontif, or do you have to wait b'chdei shiyaseh? If the reason is because we're afraid you'll tell him, we're not afraid that you'll tell a Jew to do a malacha for you. But if the reason is because you shouldn't be nehenna mimeleches yontif, then you can't be nehenna either from this either. Okay, you have to wait b'chdei shiyaseh even by a Jew. Okay, let's go on. So that's a Rashi. Okay. Chutz l'tchum asurim. Then, if what's it called? We know that for sure he didn't do a malacha. There was nothing connected to the tree of this min when Yontif came in, so he didn't do a malacha. So now it depends if he brought it mechutz l'tchum or not. Lo shamati tam mekubal v'dover. De'im ishu muktza. Oh, it's in where to get it. V'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutter l'Yisrael acher. However, if it came from chutz l'tchum, it's usher only for the Jew who is brought for, but another Jew it's mutter for immediately. So Rashi says, Chutz l'chum asurim, lo shamati tam mekubal v'dover. I never heard a good reason why. D'im ishu muktza, amai mutter l'Yisrael acher. If it's usher because of muktza, because it was chutz l'chum, then why is it mutter for another Jew? It's muktza for everybody. D'im ishu shenasa bo isra b'shvilo, im kein l'Yisrael acher, no mi usher. If the reason is because you shouldn't be nehenna from meleches yontif, which is bringing it chutz l'tchum, then it should be also for another Jew too. The nochri shehidlik esaner b'shabbes tnanim b'shvil Yisrael osur v'lo nechleku beino l'chaveru. If he lit it for a Jew, it's also to all Jews on Shabbos itself. Right? It's only mutter for other people after Shabbos. V'yesh lomer d'gabi iser tchum in the rabbanon lo achmer kulehai. Since iser tchum is only the rabbanon, they weren't machmer so much that even though you were in a henna from Meleches Yontif, but it's only Malacha de Rabbanon, you're allowed to have it to somebody else who it wasn't done for can be Nehenna that day. It's enough that they asked it for the person who was done for. Okay? Tam Acher, nearly, this is not in all the Rashis, because according to this Rashi, holds like Tosus Tam. Michutz l'tchum asurim gzereshem yishlach b'shvilo. Michutz l'tchum is only osur because we're afraid you'll send the goy chutz l'tchum to get it. V'habo b'shvil zeh mutter l'acher, t'lek l'migzer b'ashenu makiro. Only the guy who he brought it for, can you say, maybe I'll send him back. But the guy, nobody, somebody doesn't know this guy, he's not going to send him, therefore we can't be gozer. Okay. And some say, the Rabbeinu Nissim says, only Tchumim. Tchumim is Aser, it's not a Malacha. It's only an Issur D'Rabbanan completely. Memela, what's it called, they were matter by Tchumim. But other Issur D'Rabbanan taka will be Aser for everybody, until Motzei Yantav. What else? They ask also here, why Issur Tchumim is not Mutter Mishum Ochol Nefesh? Why aren't you allowed to be over? And the answer is, it's not a Malacha. Malechus, Kolaosa, what's it called? Ashiyosa, Lechol Nefesh is going on Malacha, but Tchumim is not part of Malacha. It's a separate Isser that was never included in the Heter of Ochol Nefesh. Okay, Omar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Now we're going back to the Inyan of Tzeda. Hasocher Amas Hamayim, Erev Yontif, right? Person closed off a water conduit from Erev Yontif, so no new fish could come in. Ulamacher hishkin matzubadagim. The next day he finds fish in the water conduit, right? And the fish are already captured because it's a very small area. And they, what's it called? There's no new fish that came in because you closed it off. Mutarim. So the fish that are there are mutar. Amrav chista midivri rabbeinu nilmud chaya shekinin of a paris. From this we can learn that even though you didn't do any mice in the fish themselves, you only did a mice in closing off the water supply. But the fish themselves you didn't touch. So from this we can learn from Rav, Rav Chisda said from Rav, right, we can learn that Chaya Shekinen of a Pardes, a Chaya that gave birth in a Pardes, what's it called, where the newborn doesn't have to be captured, it can't get away, and you knew that the animal was there from before Yontif, even though you didn't do any maisa in the zimun, you didn't prepare the vlad is mutter. Ein etzricha zimun. Amar Rav Nachman, nofel chavin beravavta. So Rav Nachman said that my friend Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, made a big mistake over here. He put himself into a big machlokas by saying this. He could diamre Amar Rav bar Rav Huna. It wasn't Rav Chisda who said it, was Rav Bar Rav Huna. And on that, Rav Nachman said, Om Rav Nachman, Nofel Bar Chavrin Bar Rav Avta. My friend's son, referring to Rav Bar Rav Huna, fell into a big machlokas here. Awesome, why? Because a big difference between the two cases. The case where you closed off the water conduit before Yontif, and the case where the animal came to give birth before Yontif in the Pardes. Hosam lo kovid maisa. Hocha kovid maisa. Oh, true, you never didn't do any maisa in the fish, but you did a specific maisa to close off the water conduit and know that all the fish that were there from Erev Yontif. Here you did absolutely nothing. Right? So therefore it's no good. Mara says, velo boy, zimun. Right? It doesn't need zimun. Well, bring your proof it does. For Tanya, not only is a svara that the newborn needs zimun, but I'll show you a brisa that says it needs zimun. V'atanya, chaya shekinen of a paradise, tzricha lezamein, right? If you have a chaya that came to give birth in a paradise, you have to be mezamein the vlad. V'tzipur dror tzorech likshor b'kenofeha, kedei shel tishalat v'ima. And a bird that also gave birth on what's it called, in other words, the egg hatched, or what's it called, you have to, and you were mezamen it before, right, you have to tie its wings to be mezamen it with a maisa, in order that you shouldn't mix it up with the mother, because the mother and the bird look the same. So you may take the one to the mother, and the mother for sure is also, because it's not captured. You have to capture it. So it's not captured yet. The baby bird is captured, because it can't get away. V'zu edu she'idu v'pi Shmaya v'Avtalya. And this goes back to Shmaya v'Avtalya. To Yufta. So it's a kasha takan where Rav Chisda said. Rashi. Hasocher amas hamayim, sos mosh lo yikonsu badagim b'chutz mishetechshach, the es'ela hechin v'hizmin al yidei maisaze. Right? He knows for sure no new fish are going to come in on Yontif. And the fish that were there, he was mazmin through this mice of closing off the amas hamayim. The paradise mokam mishtamer, v'ein havlad yosei, she'enu yochel evroach, v'kal lo tzudel. in a paradise is a place that's that you know the things are there, and the Vlad is too young to get away, so it's already considered captured. The Eino Tzorach Zimun. It doesn't need to be prepared and designated. Just like Balam HaSamayim, since it's closed off, right? You didn't have to do anything in the fish specifically. No, there's a big difference. Here you did a mice in the water. There you did no mice at all. Midiv Rabbeinu Rav, Tishloshten Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman, Dekori Leilu Rav Chizda, Chavrin, Talmidim Shal Rav Avi. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman were all friends, and they were Talmidim of Rav. Nofel Chavrin, Rav Chizda. So my friend, Rav Chizda, Baravrata, Nichnas Rosh Shal Machlokas Gedolos. He put his head into a big machlokas, he fell into a big machlokas, Shirbullah Bezos, because they're going to argue on him in the Beis Medrash. Well, the Kamei Messiah Kusha, and later on the Gemara is going to ask what the question was. Ella Mitzvah Milsa Beika Diamrei the Mechalti Rav Chizda Baraba Rav Huna. But the Gemara is interrupted with the fact that there's another Deya who said this altogether, not Rav Chizda but Rav Rav Huna. And if that Rav Rav Huna said it, then Rav Nachman said Nofel Bar Chavrin. Rav Huna Chavrei Havi Mitalmid of Shorav. Rav Huna was his friend, and Rava his son Barei Kori Bar Chavrin. He's the son of his friend. The cheaper drawer, Shazim the Bold Yom, Tzorich Likshar Binaf Mahal, Leo Simon Law. Simon, a cheaper drawer, which you were Mazamin in the daytime, you still have to tie its wings in order you shouldn't confuse it with the mother. Okay. Tomorrow says, now, Lechora, I'll bring you a rye, you don't need Zimun. Me boy is Zimun. Vatan, your Omrav Shim ben Elazar, Molden Be Sham Yo Be Sil, Al Shizminum Betoch Hakan, Benimtsel Efnei Hakain, Shasuri. That even though Beshami and Beshillel argue, by Zimun, but they agree that if you were Mazmin, something inside the nest, and then next day you find them in front of the nest, we don't assume it's the same ones, we assume these ones went away and these are new. But Medvar Mamurun Beyonne Shovach, that's only by Yonim of a Shovach, or Yonim Aliyah, Vitzikorim Shekinu, Vitzvichim, Uvavira, wild birds. Avalavozim, Vitarnigol, and the only Hardosios, the chayish akin of the paradise mutarim. They ain't srichim zimun. But both Beisil and Beisham agree that domesticated birds or a chaya that came to give birth in a paradise doesn't need zimun. So we have a ferish of braisa kenega, we said before. Before we said it does need zimun. And here it says it doesn't need zimun. Utsipur dror srich lekasher beknafecha kadesh lo tischala beima. Right? However, a tsipur dror, this is the whole braisa, does need to have its wings tied so you don't confuse it with the mother, who surely is not Mizuman. V'amekusharim v'haminunanim, the boros u'mabatim, u'besichim u'vamaros, mutarim. Right? And if you tied them up, or you shook them, you made zimun, like we said, all you have to do is shake it according to everybody. And they're in a place where that is, what's it called, mechubar lekarka, like boros, batim, sichim, ma'oros, they're mutar on Yontif, because you were mazmin them before Yontif, and they're not in the place that's also to take them from. We'll be lonish, but they're in the tree. You're not allowed to take something out of a tree, because we're afraid you'll go up the tree and take something off. Then asurim, shemi yalav yitlosh. V'hamukusharim v'hamnunoyim b'chol makom asurim yishum gesel. And if somebody went erev Yontif, or any time, and tied up the wings, or shook them, to be mazmin them, right, even though he left them, and now they could conceivably fly away. He wasn't Meyayish. They're also Mishum Gesel. He owns them. And he was Kona the Mehefker. Okay, so that's the Braisa. So what do we see? That, what's it called? That it says over here with Eirish, that Siporim, that Chayish, a kinnon of a paradise, is Mutter without Zimun. Just like geese and domesticated birds. Omrav Nachman Lokasha. Ha-bo ha-be-ima. One is talking about the Vlad, that doesn't need Zimun, but the mother needs Zimun. Mara says, Ima bezimun sagila, that's impossible. Say the malyus a boy. The mother can get away. So the mother needs to be captured before Yantif, not just Zimun, because otherwise it's also complete. Elom Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, idi bedido, it's talking about the Vlad. Ha begino hasmucha leir, if it's a garden that was near the city, then you had it in mind. And then, you know, it doesn't need Zimun. Habagina Shena Smucha, but in a garden far away from the city, there it needs Zimun, even if it's, what's it called, captured, and you know it's there, it doesn't help. Zirashi. You have to be mesamen in a tzipor drawer, so you know the difference is that both the mother and the child are small, you may confuse them. There were two, nests, and you were zamen one and not the other, and now we think that, the mocher ba matzah b'mezumenes v'lo b'mkoman. You found, the birds out of their place. So Shiloh is this new birds or the same birds moved out, and we say it's new birds. That the ones came from the cane that were not prepared came here, and the other birds flew away. When does Beisil and Beishami hold in Itzimun? Tzipur drawer ktanahi dehoein vabash shovels. And the tzipur drawer, both of them are small, and the vlad looks exactly like the mother. So you have to tie the wings to mimasanein, which one is the vlad. V'amekusharim b'chanfehem simin hu lohem. V'aminunoyim me'esmol l'shem zimun v'hu makiron. If you don't need to recognize them, all you have to do is move them, shake them before yantif, and that's enough for zimun. V'batim aboros v'chol mokom mechubar. It's a mistake. It should say v'chol mokom, any place that's mechubar. Mutarim b'yantif. And even Bechol, somebody picked up a bird or tied its wings, he's calling it from Hefker. And somebody else takes it, he's stealing it. So the Gemara wants to say, Rav Nachman also wanted to say Rav Nachman wanted to say that the baby doesn't need zimun, but the mother needs zimun. And Rav Nachman also says the mother, the zimun won't help the chal because it's not captured. B'dido b'vlad, b'smora says, b'smucha le'ir, yodabo v'dayti olel. When it's close to the city, you knew about it, and then it doesn't need zimun. But if it's far away, then taka needs zimun, even though it's captured and it was there from before yontif. Since you didn't have your mind on it, it needs zimun. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Behema mesukenes lo yishchot elim ken yeshos biyom lechol minanik hazayisli. You're not allowed to. You're talking where you ate already on yontif, so you're not shechting now for your meal. Your meal's over. But you have an animal that's dying, and if you don't shecht it, it's going to die. It's going to be awesome. So you want to shecht it before yontif is over. So you can't shecht it unless there's time during the day to take a kezayis from it and roast it and and eat it. So then the shechita is the shem ochel nefesh, and you can't shecht an animal. You can't get a kezayis of meat without shechting the whole animal. So you're allowed to shecht the animal as long as you'll be able to eat a kezayis before yontif is over. Then it's ochel nefesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer afilu kezayis chani beis tvichasa. Even if you won't be able to roast it, but you'll be able to eat the raw meat and take it out of the place where you shecht it, that's from the neck, just take off a piece of raw meat directly from the shechita, that's also okay. Shochta b'sada, lo you the animal b'moto v'moto, avol nevi b'yodo evorim v'orim. If the animal was shechted in the sada, usually you shecht the animals at home, but here the animal's dying. So you want to make sure to shecht it before it dies, and it's out in the field. So you shouldn't bring it back on a with a moat and moto with sticks where you carry it because of zilzul of yontif. We should cut it up and bring it in piece by piece. That's not doesn't look as zilzul of yontif. Rashi. Vehema sukenes shu yori shitomus, which is afraid the animal's going to die. Veino tzorech lo shikvar soatzu. You don't really need the meat because you already ate your meal. Elamachmas hef said, oh, who show he's shechting basically because he's going to lose the animal if he doesn't shecht it before yontif's over. It's going to die. Lo yishchot elim ken yodea, she yeshos biyom lecho kezayis li'enen. Can't shecht it unless you know there's enough time left in yontif to roast some meat and eat a kezayis. He based vichasa, she mezumen umufshet mi'orava omeid. And he based vichasa means that, right, even if you can eat raw meat, mi beis tvichasa, because that's already the hide is taken off. Where the place where you shechted it, right? So the meat is exposed. The rest of the animal, you have to wait to take off the hide and then get to the meat. This is the fastest that you can take the raw meat is from the neck. Lo yivyen b'moto v'moto, b'shnei b'nei adam. Can't have two people carry it with a pole. Mishum da'avsha milsahi, mezalzel b'yantif. It looks like a zilzel of yantif. Somebody sees somebody bringing from the field a whole animal carried on poles. But if you bring it piece by piece, quietly, that's not a zilzel of yantif. Omar Rami bar Abba, hefshet v'nituach ba'ola, v'adin l'katzavim. Okay, Rami bar Abba said, just like an ola has to be flayed and cut into pieces before you bring it on the mizbeach, so too that applies to butchers. Now, mikan lim de Torah derech eretz shelo yochal adam basar kodem hefshin tuach. Person shouldn't eat meat until the animal is flayed and cut into pieces. Maikom ashmalan. What's this halacha? Now, is it a halacha in isur v'heter? Telling me a halacha or is telling me musar? I leim alafukim rav huna. That this comes to tell me not like Rav Huna, Domer Rav Huna behema bechayel becheskes isro medes achi vada lechoba manishchata. An animal as long as it's alive, it's becheskes isro. And if there's a shaila in the shechita, sofik deraisa lechumra has a chazaka of isro. Either Rashi says isro of ever minachai, or Tosfos the isro of eno zavuach. Torah says you have to shech before you can eat something that isn't shech. So whatever the isro is. Because Tosa says if it's Eivor Min Achai, once it's dead, so it's not Eivor Min Achai for sure, right? Rashi holds Mechaskina Me'isr Le'isr. The Chazaka of Eivor Min Achai then transfers to the Chazaka now of Eino Zavuach. Or he doesn't hold of Eino Zavuach. Now the Isr of what's it called, of Nevel or whatever. In any case, it's Osir, when it's alive, it's for sure Osir, for some reason. Now you want to know if it became Mutter. So unless you know for sure it's mutter, the chazaka takes a fret. So therefore, if you have a sofik in shechita, is sveiko aser, because the chazaka is that it's aser. Nishchata, if you know for sure there was a good shechita, then we don't know, though, if for some reason the animals are treif or not, then the cheskes heter omeres achiv ader l'chob manitrafa. Then the animal has a cheskes heter, because it was shechted. And most animals are not treifas. Then if you have a suffix, whether it's a treifa or not, you don't ask for it until you know for sure that it's a treifa. It's a suffix, it's mutter, because the chazaka is mutter. So if it's, and now we're saying that no, an animal you can't eat until you cut it up and check for all the treifas. That's what's it called, Rami Bar Abba is telling me. Tamar says it can't be. Vanan tznan masnisin kagrafuna. We have a Mishnah that says that grafuna. That you're allowed to eat this meat raw from the neck, even though you didn't check anything. So you see, you're allowed to eat an animal after it was shechted. You don't have to worry about treifas, unless you find something for sure that's treif. Right, a treifa in the animal, a hole in its brain or its lungs or whatever, you can eat it right away. Rashi says, "My la mi beis tvichosa mamish." Right, doesn't it mean in the Mishnah that your mamish can take it out of the neck and eat it immediately without cutting it up? So where it says, lo, mimokum shetovacha sachilosa. Right? Meaning, what's it called? That from the place where the animal eats, where its food goes. Meaning the insides. But you have to cut it open first. And you have to check it first. So it's no riot from our Mishnah. Right? Ay, v'hatani rebchia mokum tvichosa mamish. Right, I, Reb Chiya, said that that's not the case. It means, mamash, you can take meat from the neck before you cut the animal up at all, before you flay it, before you check it for any treifas, and you're allowed to eat it. Once it was shechted properly, you can assume the animal's kosher. You know, unless you know for sure that it's not. So Mara says, Ella Rami Bar Abba, Orach Ara Kamashmala. He's telling you what's it called, Musar, not Halacha. Musar, you shouldn't eat an animal right away. Here's an exception to the rule, because you're afraid the animal's going to die, and you wouldn't be able to shecht it if you couldn't eat something. So here you're allowed to eat it. It's not Derech Eretz. But Derech Eretz is, you wait till you cut the animal up, prepare it, you don't grab food from an animal that's not cut up. Rashi. Hef shivni tuach, pirish akosuv, ba'ola shi achila gavoa, Torah said the Feresh, by an Ola, you don't put it on the Mizbeach till you flay it and you cut it into pieces. We should learn from there also that you shouldn't eat regular meat until it's flayed and cut up. Derech Eretz, O Isser, Ur Isser. What is Rami Bar Abba telling me? Halacha or Musa? She's telling me, Halacha, you can't eat it until it's cut up, and you check it for treifas. The Higzik Lano Abahemus Besophic Treifas, I've called him Shirob and Treifas, and he's telling us that an animal is usher to eat till you check and make sure that it's not a treifa. La Fukim is Rav Huna, the Omer Behemoth Chayel, the Cheskas Isser. And that goes against Rav Huna, who says that once you shecht an animal properly, it has a cheskas kashrus, and you can eat it immediately. While it's alive, it's asr mishum ever minachai. The nafka mina shim iras sothik bishchitasa namdeno al cheskasa vasura ad shi vada lechaborish and ishkroi. The nafka mina is that if you shecht it, you're not sure if the shchita was good or not, then the shchita is asr, because it has a cheskas isr, and you're not sure if the shchita took it out of that isr or not. So therefore, what's it called? You can't eat it. However, if you know for sure the shechita was kosher, now the shaila only is, even though it was shechted properly, is it also because maybe it's a treifa? Harehi becheskes heter. Lamaisa, now it's becheskes heter. The stam behemos ain't a treifas. Most behemos are not treifas. The nimtza boneke bereya. Oh, b'vnei meayim. He found a hole in a place that will make it a treifa in the lung or the b'nei meayim. Ve'yishet lo suvachar shechita. Ulahashar, and you could say that hole came after Shechita, and it's a kosher animal. It wasn't there before Shechita. Uvakodim Shechita v'lasher, or maybe it was there before Shechita, and the animal's a treifa. It's a sothik. So it's a mutter. Because now the behemah has a cheskas kasheris, and you put it on its chazaka. Hemidon al cheskasa shahaisa bakodim, shenimsa basothik zeh muteris. Achi vada v'cha emeshi treifa, unless you know for sure that it's a treifa. Mibesh tvichosa mamish kodim hefshit. You see from our mission, you're allowed to eat meat before you take any, cut up the animal at all and can check for any treifas. Still has a hide on it. Tamar says, no, it means shetovachas achilasim et meyeha. But it means you have to be able to eat from the insides after you check it for treifas. Shamaichu mechatech mesachosham. It's not talking about the neck, right? It's talking about the place, the insides, the stomach or whatever. Orech ara. He's only telling me derech eretz, he's not telling me yisur v'heter.